The following program is sponsored by Ricky Hendon, and to the extent applicable, his guest. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of News Hope Radio Company or its management.
I want my round of money now, catfish.
Y'all know the hustle. Y'all know you better secure that bag.
What?
My stimulus check. I ain't got mine yet. I'm gonna call my congressman. I need my what?
All right. Welcome to the Ricky Hendon Show. I'm going to call my congressman. I need my check. And guess who my guest is today? My congressman, Danny K. Davis. We're going to go to Congressman Danny K. Davis right after the weather with Lady B. Hey, Lady B.
Hi, how are you? Are you enjoying this weather?
I am enjoying this weather, enjoying this day. I pitched my first softball game of the season today, and we won 6-1. So I'm having a great day. Beautiful. God is so good. Beautiful. You know, this time last year, I could hardly walk, Lady B. So
right.
It is beautiful. Everybody get outside. But Lady B going to tell you how beautiful it is. How is it out there, Lady B?
Yes, it is. Right now, it's currently 77 degrees. And we did reach a high of 81, but tonight will be comfortable, 59 degrees. Sunday will be 68. There is a slight chance of rain.
Okay.
And Monday, all this week we're going to be cool. Not as humid like last week, because last week was wow. Okay. And then Monday, so it will be 74, Tuesday, 65, and Wednesday, it'll be 60, raining, but it's going to go back up.
Okay.
74 and 79 on Friday. So, but things could change anytime, you know, the precipitation. And then also in Indianapolis is 76 degrees. They do have a few light rains passing through.
Okay.
And also Detroit is hot, 80.
Ooh.
New York. Yes, New York is 65 cool because it's raining out there right now. And now Atlanta, Georgia is 81, Arizona 95, L.A. is 90. So
okay, now what was that in New York again? My friend Janae is in New York, in Queens. What's the temperature in New York?
It's 65 because it's raining.
A little chilly in New York.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Lady B, we love you. We appreciate you doing the weather here on the Ricky Hendon Show. It's just like old days. We got a reunion going up in here. Polly not here today. Matt is here today. But having you back doing the weather just makes my day. Love you, Lady B.
Love you.
All right. We're going to send a shout out to Lady B and all her people, all her fans. Michael is doing better, and we just appreciate Lady B, Michael Connor, doing the weather for us. Now let's go to my Congressman Danny K. Davis. Congressman Davis, how are you?
Well, Senator Ricky Hendon, I'm doing just great, and how are you?
I'm doing fine. Back on the radio, back at 4 p.m. on WCPT, 820 a.m., the greatest radio station in the world. And, Danny, I pitched the game today, softball. The season started in Garfield Park. I'm playing with the Wolfpack. And we beat the West Side Outlaws, my friends, a lot of friends on that team. I used to play for them, 6-1. So God is so good to your boy.
Well, I tell you, having fun, enjoying life, being able to move around and interact with people, there's nothing greater than doing that. And so if you're able to do it, that's wonderful. I'm delighted that you're back on the airways because we need your voice.
Thank you.
All of aggressive activity and movement that we can get. And I know that it's going to be good. You're going to be stimulating. And we're just excited.
Well, let's dive right in and stimulate the people. You can give us a call right here on WCPT, 773-763-9278. The congressman is going to stick with us as long as he can. He'll answer your questions. We're going to have a dialogue. As you know, this Ricky Hendon Show is sponsored by Truth Italian Restaurant, 56 East Pershing Road. And Peyton has a new dip for your French toast, Shaken Dip. And it's available in all the big grocery stores. So go in there and ask for Shake and Dip. And it is her French toast recipe. Or you can go to Truth Italian Restaurant, 56 East Persian Road, and get it yourself. We're also sponsored by Mirage, the book by my son, Tyler Hendon, How Social Media Impacts the Way We Think, Feel, and Behave. Get Mirage. You can go to Amazon and pick up the book. It's only $13. Well, Congressman, let's dive right in. On January 6th, were you in the Capitol when the people stormed the Capitol? Were you there?
I was there. As a matter of fact, we had already been told we might want to get there early before the crowd started gathering. So I got there early in the morning. And then after we got in the office, they said, look, if you don't have to be on the floor, don't go. And, of course, Illinois is one of those states where whatever it is that we had been needing to do was being done and had been done. And so I was locked in my office watching students on television being told, don't go out the door.
For fear of your life.
If you had to go to the washroom, just do it in your office, stay in your
office. What? And see, this is why I brought this up, Congressman, because so many of my Republican friends, and I do have Republican friends, don't be mad at me for it, callers, listeners, but I got some Republican friends, and they're all in denial. They want to say, oh, it was nothing. It was minor. They want to say, well, it was maybe a little civil unrest. No, to me, it was an insurrection. It was an attempt to overthrow the American government. And if congressmen are told to lock themselves in their office, and if you got to go to the bathroom, do it in your office in a can or a cup or something, that's serious stuff. And if they're talking about hang the vice president, and he's a Republican and they're Republicans, that's serious stuff. So, Congressman, when you went down, some of the congressmen had to go down in the bunker and in the basement. And when you talk to Republicans that were under that same assault as you were, how were they acting that day? Were they acting like, oh, it was nothing big, or were they scared to death?
Well, they've done everything they could possibly do to try and rewrite the history of the event and what really took place. And you know, I think the committee has done such an outstanding job. I mean, I am so proud of the work that Bennett Thompson has done in terms of leading that committee.
Right.
Bennett has just been a stalwart. And, of course, you know, Bennett, we almost say he's a semi Chicagoan,
right?
Because his sister lived here for many years, and Benny, when he got out of college, well, actually, when he went to college, he used to come to Chicago and work
all the time. Question: I got a question for you. The work that his committee is doing, I understand that you all or the committee subpoenaed some Republican congressmen. Probably one of the first times in history, because y'all really don't want to do that, go after each other in that way. But you believe that there is testimony that they can give that is important to the American people as it relates to what happened on January 6th. Is that why they were subpoenaed?
We think there is testimony that they must give.
Must give.
I know they're going to try and seek protection. They're going to, and when I say protection, I mean protection from having to testify and talk about what they know, what they talked about, who they were talking about it, and how did this conspiracy really come about?
Mm. Now, who they was talking about includes former President Donald Trump, right?
Unequivocally and without a doubt.
Unequivocally. You hear that, Matt? Unequivocally and without a doubt. Now, this is from a congressman's mouth, Congressman Danny K. Davis of the 7th Congressional District. He was there, Jim. He was there, Verlon. We're gonna take all of y'all questions. We're coming right to it. But I just had to start with that. Because unless you were there, hiding under your desk, unless you were there fearing for your life, unless you were there texting your wife, and I'm talking about Republicans now, texting your wife and mother and father and hoping that you got out alive, then you don't know what it was like. And for the Republicans to act like it was no big deal and to say that these poor little women who are protesting over abortion rights are the same as people who tried to overthrow the American government, that appalls me. It makes me sick to my stomach. These women are little soccer moms, right, Danny?
We cannot let it go. It makes no sense at all. We wish that it had not happened.
Right.
We wish that it was not real. But, you know, what you see and what you know, there's no denying it.
Ain't no denying it. I told my Republican friend, I said, I saw it on TV. I said, didn't you watch it on TV? He said, oh, well, you know, fake news, fake news. I'm like, get the you know what out of here. Fake news, you saw it with your own eyes. Police officers died. A protester was shot and killed. So violence occurred. So for them to say, oh, it was no big deal, and these women who marching around the Supreme Court justices' houses are just as bad or worse, that's just ridiculous to me. Congressman, will you hang on with us and take a few calls or answer a few questions?
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. All right. We have Congressman Danny K. Davis. We're going to go straight to the phones. Brian in Joliet. How are you, Brian?
Hi, Ricky. It's great to hear from you. I caught you a couple of weeks ago. I thought I'd never hear from you again, and your very energetic and positive energy voice.
Thank you.
I'm so happy you're back.
I'm so glad, too, bro, because this time last year, I was in four hospitals or five hospitals in 4 days. I could hardly walk. I couldn't play softball. And I pitched today, and we won 6-1. So it's good to hear your voice, too, my man. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a similar situation a year ago that told me a couple doctors, one a specialist, I got kidney disease. I want to put me on dialysis. I said, no thanks. I'm still alive a year later without it. Blood pressure pills. And so it's hard. Every now and again, it's hard to tell, but I'm still alive. Honored to hear you speak, Congressman Davis. It's an honor to hear you. And I just wanted to say I support Roe versus Wade. Perhaps next time they have massive marches, they'll put it on TV live. And I just wanted to say that, you know, week to week, I see and others tell me, price of food higher, gasoline, you know, other bills, heating and water and all that, week to week, higher and higher. And I don't know what's going to happen with this eventually. Just wanted to say that a lot of people are on fixed incomes, working poor.
It's tough.
Some others who apparently think they have the wisdom of the Creator and live on the Gold Coast do not have to worry about the possibility of being at a breadline.
Well, Brian, hold on right there. Don't you hang up, because I want to ask the Congressman something based on what you said, because inflation is horrible. It's worldwide. I watch international news. And so when Republicans talk about inflation, my position was it would be bad no matter who president was right now, because the world is in a inflation. But Congressman, are you all contemplating doing anything for people like Brian and myself and people I live around, like another stimulus package that would go to people who are struggling right now during this inflation? Or what does the president have in mind, Congressman Davis?
Well, Rick, let me just say this. First of all, some of us have been saying for 2, 3, 4 years that Republicans were trying to rewind the clock. Mm. That is, take America back to another level that we have sworn that by no stretch of imagination will we go there. We've been living with Roe versus Wade now for a number of years, and to say that we're going to, you know, I disagree with the Supreme Court more in the last two or three years than I ever thought I'd be disagreeing.
In your lifetime.
Yeah, I just, you know, the court sacrosanct. You think it's the highest level of integrity that there could be in the country. So we're not going back there. I am a firm supporter. I'm going to be marching with the ladies and demonstrating and doing all of the things that we do and trying to make sure that all of us are as activated as we can possibly be, because women have a right
to their own body. Come on, man. I agree with you 1,000%. Yeah. Now, real quick, before I let Brian go, on the inflation front, is the president and Congress, are you Democrats going to propose anything? Or what is Joe Biden saying?
Well, let me tell you about the inflation.
Yes, please.
I serve on the Committee on Ways and Means. I also serve on the Subcommittee on Trade. And the reality is that while we were having some economic movement and things were moving along, but this war in Ukraine, the Russian invasion.
Come, I know.
Blocking up, I'm saying you can't deny it. If Russia is withholding oil products from countries that they've been doing business with and creating a shortage. We know that shortages
run the prices up.
Run the prices up. If you don't have enough of what you need, you'll pay what you have to pay in order to get it.
All right, we're going to be talking about gas right next. Let me let Brian go. Brian, I appreciate your call, and we're going to ask the congressman to expound on what the president is proposing to help get inflation down and maybe get some stimulus money to people like us who need it. And thank God you're healthy. Sometimes you can't do the operations that doctors suggest. I didn't do them. You didn't do them. We still here. Uh-huh.
God bless the both of you, too, Joe.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Brian, for your call from Juliet. Let's go to Roosevelt, I think I got, Roosevelt online too. Hey, Roosevelt, welcome to the Ricky Henderson Show.
Thank you, Ricky, for taking my call. Congressman, a pleasure talking to you. You know how happy I feel that you're on the air. Ricky, I want to take you back to last week. You had a discussion with a Republican that you agreed 100% that Biden interfered in cutting down some of those pipelines, and that Biden is sort of responsible for the gas prices.
No, I didn't. That's BS. Let me finish, and I'm gonna let you talk. Either you heard me wrong, or you misinterpreted what I said. What I said was this: I am a firm believer in us being energy independent. I believe that into my core. Okay, and this especially was when the Arab nations, many of them, were holding back gas and running up the prices. I believe that there's price gouging even going on right now. So, yes, I agreed with the Republican that we should get energy independent, if that means clean coal, which Illinois has a lot of coal. I don't want them to burn dirty coal, but there should be ways so we could keep trying to find a way to burn clean coal. If we can't, we can't. All right. But if we can, we need to find that way. We research everything else. And yes, I believe we should have get as much gas and oil out of the United States as we possibly can without having a too negative of an environmental impact. Now, I'm not going to be a hypocrite and act like there's not going to be any environmental impact. Yes, there will be. But we got to get these gas prices down, and we cannot be dependent on other nations. That is what I said, my friend.
Okay. All right. So let me. But Ricky, if you don't mind me, Congressman, you cannot have a conversation on how we got to this point without mentioning that there was 12 years of Bushes.
I get that. Dive in. Every day, and I'm going to cut you off, Roosevelt. We're going to have this conversation. I'll play a couple commercials a day. If I don't get to all of them, fine. I have to live in the right now. I'm a Democrat. President Biden poll numbers are low for a reason. One of the reasons I think it's low is because we don't tell the people the facts about inflation. We don't tell the people the facts about this war. We don't tell the people the facts about the attempt to overthrow the American government. We don't tell the people that there's a worldwide recession right now, so it ain't Joe Biden's fault. We have to put that story out there, my friend. So we have to live in the here and now. People don't want to hear about 20 years ago or how we got there, really, to tell you the truth. Even with this baby formula thing, they're not saying that the government looked at some of that baby formula and it was bad for the kids, and that's why they made them slow down and get it right, and that's why there's a shortage. We got to tell that part of the story, my friend.
Okay. Well, all right. You know, then I'll go with
Richard.
Go ahead.
Let Congressman go ahead.
Truth is always appropriate. And the real deal is with a pandemic that we've experienced
and still in,
you can't say that the president created it.
Right.
You can't say Joe Biden created it, but we've responded to it. We've had to respond, and we are consistently responding. And what you just said a moment ago sounded like myself the other day when I testified at the reconciliation hearing on the Computes Act. And I want to thank, of course, the speaker for appointing me to that. And exactly what I said is that we must reduce our dependence on foreign
oil,
and especially oil. We got to keep our eye on Russia, but we also got to increase the capacity in our own country.
Right.
We got to increase manufacturing.
That's all I was saying, Roosevelt. That's all I was saying. Let's let Roosevelt respond because I'm going to have to let him go. I haven't taken any breaks. Roosevelt, go ahead and say. Yeah, put it out there your own way. Forget what me and Danny said. Say what's on your heart.
Okay. I'm going to say like this, Ricky. You want to live in the here and now? Here's the here and now. The oil industry has made the most biggest gains in the history of the world.
Profits.
Okay, Danny? Okay, so far you're on my same page. Also, they've been getting corporate welfare because they still get subsidies.
They get subsidies
from our government. Yeah, from our government, and you did not talk about that with Pete. That's the guy you talked. I just remembered.
Yeah, we never got around to it. You know, I got 1 hour now. We hopefully WCPT will give me 2 hours, but right now I only got 1 hour, so we just didn't get around to that. But you're right. They get subsidies. They get all kind of opportunities. The gas prices should not be as high as they are. That's one reason why every time Willie Wilson has given away free gas, I've been there with him, and I want to thank those gas stations who lowered their prices on the days that we were there doing that. So I agree with you there, Roosevelt. I'm going to have to let you go. Congressman, hold on. We're going to take one break, only one break today. Day, Matt, but I want to get these quick ads in. As so many callers, my sponsors know sometimes I just don't play all the commercials, and that's the way it's going to be today, obviously, because the lines are lit. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. This is former State Senator Ricky Hendon urging you to vote Democratic. Re-elect J.B. Pritzker governor. For me, it's J.B. We can't let these Trump-loving, Putin-pleasing Republicans take Illinois. I also like Alexi Janulius for Secretary of State. Countywide, please, please vote for Richard Boykin for president of the Cook County Board over tax-raising Tony Preckwinkle. She gotta go! I like Carrie Steele for assessor, Nolan Rivera for sheriff, and keep Chiquina Perry as commissioner of the Water Reclamation District. Y'all know I love Congressman Danny K. Davis and Commissioner Dennis Deere. For judge countywide, elect Ray Mitchell to the appellate court, Deidre Ballman, Rush Hardigan, and Monica Somerville to the circuit court. Locally on the west side, Shelby Owens for the sub-circuit, and on the south side, Tim Wright as well. I believe in this ticket so much that I pay for it with my own money, whatever I got left after I pay my bills.
Have you read that popular new social media book by Tyler Hendon? Check it out. Tyler's new book, Mirage, revolves around social media's ability to impact our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Mirage readers will gain understanding of social media's ability to impact the mental health of adults and children. Mirage is a bestseller and available on Amazon via paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Check out our website, themiragebook.com.
Hey, Smitty, what's up, big dog?
Man, I'm waiting for Bay to come downstairs. I gotta take her to Truth Restaurant on Persian Road to make up. I really screwed up this time.
Well, why don't you buy a couple dozen roses?
Nah.
How about some diamond earrings?
I have to take her to Truth and let her lose her thoughts on those lamb chops, ooh, Italian cuisine, and fine wine. Yeah. You know my baby loves some good food. Here she comes. Good luck. Hi, baby.
Shut
you
up.
Ready?
Did you call the restaurant to make a reservation?
Of course I did, baby. I love your hair. Oh, you smell so good, baby.
We don't have fun. Drive the car.
Hi, I'm Peyton Wilborn, the owner of Truth Italian Restaurant, located 56 East Persian Road, right after Dan Ryan. You can also call us at 312-715-8796.
You forgive me, babe.
Did you do something?
And that's the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Hey, Peyton, can we get another round?
Nah, let's just go home.
Check, please.
I want my round of money. Now, catfish.
Y'all know the hustle. All right, man. We're back. Truth Italian Restaurant, 56 East Persian Road. They close a little early now, so you'll need to get there for breakfast and lunch. Truth Italian Restaurant, 56 East Persian Road. Mirage, the how social media impacts the way we think, feel, and behave, written by my son, of who I'm very proud, Tyler Hendon, available at Amazon. I also want to congratulate Shivani and all the Watkins, my son. I'm a great granddad. Amari came into this world the other day, you all. God is so good. You know, it ain't always funerals. We still have births and it's just he's a beautiful boy. Shivani, oh, we just love y'all. I'm just on top of the world. Pitched the game this week, couldn't even walk this time. Won the game against my old team, Westside Outlaws, and Wolfpack looking really, really good. And I'm a great granddaddy. And I told one of the guys today, I'm like, look, I'm 20. He said, I missed a sign. I'm like, I'm 68. You got to give me a better sign than that. Okay. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Deborah on line 5. Hi, Deborah. You're on with Congressman Danny K. Davis and Ricky Hendon.
To God be the glory. And it's so good to hear that you were able to get out and be out. Hallelujah.
Amen to that.
Knowing what condition God restoration. He is a God that restores. Hallelujah. Just have faith in. Have faith in him. Well, thank you. And thank you for having me on and for the representative. I'm in the 7th congressional. Unfortunately, my representative didn't represent me, but that's okay. At any rate, I wanted to say that, and please keep in mind, as far as the women, the abortion, there are, and here in Chicago, violence against women, City of Chicago, former superintendent, Eddie Reed, that didn't care about our girls, that they were prostitutes, the missing, and the murdered girls. So Clarence Thomas, the president gave us Clarence Thomas during the hearing, Anita Hill, restoration. So going forward, we need, and thank you for supporting the women.
Okay, let me ask.
That I snatched up.
Let me ask Congressman about those two things real quick. Congressman Davis, on the question of missing women and women who are victims of violence, where do you stand on that? Is there a position on that? And the question of, you said Roe v. Wade, you're for a woman's right to control her own body. Am I quoting you correctly?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And let me just say, in terms of the murdering and killing and kidnapping and missing women, I am so glad to see people activated around that issue, because there are some of us who've been working with it for a long time.
Right.
And now it's much more.
Thank you. Forgive me.
No, thank you, Deborah. We're gonna let you go now and hear the congressman, because I got a thousand calls, Deborah. Thank you for your call. Go ahead, Congressman. Continuing briefly, because I want to get to everybody.
you've been around a long time and a good while, and I can remember when on the west side of Chicago, any time issues came up, Paul Jakes, Reverend Paul Jakes Jr.,
yes,
Marsha, myself, Ira Ackrich, we've been fighting hard on this issue for years.
For years and years. And I know in the area of mental health, you have been a champion. And to me, that is one of the biggest problems with the violence in our community is the lack of mental health counseling, be able to talk to these young kids, as well as a job and opportunity. There's still a mental health crisis we have to deal with. Let's go. We got a couple of Republicans. I want to get them on with you. Let's go to Verlon on line three and then Jim on line four. Verlon, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, what's going on, Ricky?
I got a Democratic congressman on the line, Congressman Danny K. Davis. So go at it. You wanted to talk about abortion or whatever.
Yeah. I want to say how you doing to Congressman Davis. When you all speak of poor little women, I guess you didn't hear about those poor little women firebombing that pregnancy center up in Wisconsin and leaving death threats spray painted on the wall.
I'm not for any of that. I'm against violence from either side, Verlon. When I talk about the poor women, the women that I've seen marching in Washington, none of them had bombs, none of them had guns, none of them had gas masks. That's who I'm talking about. Are there some fringes on every side? Yes. But the vast majority of the women have been protesting peacefully, Verlon. Congressman, would you agree with that? You've seen the we're going to come back to you, Verlon. Danny, have you seen these women acting a fool like the Republicans did January 6th.
Let me tell you, and protest is part of the founding of our country. And so one way of bringing things to the attention of everybody is the use of political protest. Everybody works in different ways. I tell you, I've been to hundreds of marches,
right,
and demonstrations, and I couldn't add them all up, and all of these things work together to bring about the changes that we know need to occur. So we just have to keep doing it until the walls of Jericho come down.
But you don't condone the violence, correct?
Oh, no, you, violence does nothing but create an environment of discontent.
Okay, Verlon.
Okay, this is...
I want to hear Verlon get in. Go ahead, Verlon.
Okay, this is the way I see it. A wrong has been righted, just like Dred Scott and just like slavery. 63 million babies have been killed since Roe versus Wade, and 23 million of those babies were black. 34% of all abortions, almost 40% of abortions are by black women. This is between that and killing ourselves in the street. That's genocide.
So okay, now how does that, Verlon, how does that compare to slavery, bro? Slavery was our people being kidnapped by some white supremacists who wanted some free labor. That's different.
I'm not saying.
Okay, Logan, I want you to just clear that part up for me because I don't know how the slavery equation fits in there, bro.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that all Supreme Court judgment isn't right on its face.
Okay.
Slavery wasn't right.
Okay.
Dred Scott wasn't right. And this abortion, killing our kids, ain't right.
Okay.
For any reason. Now, like I said, me and John, we had a great show last week. I wish I could have called you, but we went out for drinks. We left three exemptions, okay? Life of the mother, not health of the mother, because that can open the door to anything.
Okay, life of the mother, one.
Rape and incest.
Two.
But other than that, rape and incest.
Okay, well, two and three. But let me say this to you, and then I'm going to get Congressman's opinion. A lot of your Republican colleagues don't even want to go that. Don't even want to allow that. A lot of your Republican colleagues, and Jim is on the phone. I'm going to call him next. They say even if the woman get raped, she got to have the baby. Even if it was her daddy who impregnated her, she got to have the baby. Even if she was a sex slave trafficked, she got to have the baby. At least you saying there are some exceptions. But Verlon, most Republicans and the most dangerous ones, the ones who look like they're going to win in these Republican primaries, a said no exceptions whatsoever. Congressman, where do you come down on the exceptions?
Well, you know, it's not right to force one to live for the rest of their being with the situation that they can't get resolved. A person who is raped and you're saying they can't decide what happens in a situation like that? No.
That's ridiculous to me. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. So you got to have the rapist baby and the mother going to be looking at that baby a certain way their whole life. I mean, now it takes a powerful woman to get past that, gentlemen. And I don't think a man has a right to tell a woman what to do with her body. Thank you, Roland. Let's go to Jim. I'm going to get there. Let me breathe heavily here. Danny, here's my friend Jim. He's my friend, but he's so Republican, it drives me crazy sometimes. Jim, welcome to the Ricky Hinton Show. You got Congressman Danny Davis on. Whatever you want to talk about, dive right in.
First of all, I'll remind Danny Davis, he actually gave me a compliment because on a different radio show last summer, I talked about how under Rudy Giuliani, the rate of crime went down with the broken window policy, and later on, the congressman followed my call and said, yes, Jim was right, because that's what happened, and that's what we should do now. However, talking about the insurrection, let's go back to, I think, 2018, 140 or 50 climate activists were arrested in the White House or in the Congress, halls of Congress, because they invaded.
Did they shoot anybody? Did they shoot anybody?
Did they have
bombs in their cars?
No, and neither did the
January. Okay, well, Jim, I just got to say this. Let me say this, Jim.
Jim,
pump your brakes for a hot second. I have marched on the Capitol in Springfield myself, Ricky Hinton personally, before I got elected. It's okay to march on your government. It's okay to protest. It's not okay to attempt to overthrow the government or resort to violence where you're harming innocent people. That's all I'm saying to you, my friend.
We're Antifa people brought in.
Oh my God. Jim. Okay.
Let me
ask you about the women real quick, because you said this a couple weeks ago that you compared the women who are protesting in front of the justices' houses as the same as the worst, you said, I believe, than the January 6th insurrectionists. Do you still stand on that? And Congressman Davis, will you respond to Jim and his position? Do you still believe that, Jim?
Okay, let me correct what you said. It's not just women marching in front of the Justice House. First of all, that's tampering with jury.
I said mostly women. I said mostly women, and I didn't ask you about tempering the jury. I asked you, you said that they were the same as the January 6th insurrectionists. You heard the congressman say he was told stay in his office. If he had to use the bathroom, use it in his office. The Republicans were hiding in the basement of the Capitol. It's a different thing, Jim. It was an attempt to overthrow the United States government. Congressman Davis, will you...
Let's not forget that.
Wait, Jim, let Congressman.
Yes or no?
Jim, let Congressman tell you what it was like that day. Can he do that, Congressman Davis?
Well, we can debate it and discuss it, but you always end up with the real truth. And the real truth is there were a group of individuals committing every kind of mayhem. Erroneously, the assumption that there was something wrong with an election.
In America.
Well, it was stolen, that's for sure.
Oh, it was stolen? Jim, you still... Jim, are you still just stuck on... Oh, you got... You're my friend, so I ain't going to say the word I wanted to say. But, Jim, please, go drink you a shot of Hennessy, Jack Daniels, some bourbon, and some vodka back to back, straight down. Get you a nap, wake back up, and think about what you just said, because it is ridiculous. The election was not stolen. The governor... Jim... If you look at what's happening in Georgia right now, Trump is darn near on trial for tampering with the election, and Republicans upheld the results in Georgia. Well, those Democrats who upheld the results in Georgia, Jim, were Republicans.
Well, I'd say the 2000 Mules movie.
All right. See, Jim, that's why I can't do Jim a lot. I love Jim, but he won't even admit that he white and I'm black, and that's sad. Let's go to Congressman Davis. Bye, Jim. Danny, I'm sorry, but I you know.
Well, I don't think there can be any denial of how we got here and what we are. Now, I hear Jim a lot, and Jim sticks to his gun, but at some point, we have to reach the point where we say, yesterday is yesterday. Let's admit that some people got carried away. They committed some acts that were dastardly criminal. They must be held accountable for it.
And then move forward.
On forward.
I would love to do that, Congressman. I really would. But there's so many Republicans. That's one reason I let Republicans start calling in and being my guests on here on WCPT 820, because it's so many people out there, Republican, who still want to believe the lie, who still want to believe anything come out of Trump's mouth. I had Republicans calling here talking about it's the Democrats' fault because of the war in Ukraine, and Ukraine isn't even a legitimate country. Is Ukraine a legitimate country, Danny?
Let me tell you, the last time I was there, it was about as legitimate as this yet.
Come on, man. So that's why we can't move forward, Congress, because they still in this dumb denial, and I think they're going to remain in it until Trump either goes to the penitentiary for the things he did or run for to get back in the White House and get defeated. And some of them, even then, are going to say that election was stolen, even if we beat him by 800 million votes. They still going to say it was stolen. So that's why I can't move forward. I'd love to, but I can't. Let's go to David from Atlanta, I believe. Hello, David. Welcome to the Ricky Hinton Show.
Hey, Ricky. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We have my guest, Congressman Danny K. Davis, on. You wanted to mention something about a fine up of that Trump just got?
Yeah. I mean, so here we go. Danny, you cheated in your inauguration, and you got caught. And they gave you a $750,000 fine.
Who is that? Donald Trump?
Yep. Just happened.
Right.
Just happened. Just happened. Red, white, and blue. It happened. It's done, and it happened.
Now, is that in Georgia? Is that in Georgia where he got the fine, or you're not, Washington?
No, it was in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
They misappropriated funds, and they stole, and they cheated, and they had to pay a $750,000 fine.
Almost $1 million.
Yep. Why is that not front and center, up and down all over the news? Here we go again. I mean, right before he took presidency, he paid a $20 million fine. Settlement for the Trump.
The Trump University, right. I mean, that's what I'm asking Congressman. How much stuff?
$20 million.
David, don't go nowhere. Don't hang up, David. I want to ask Congressman real quick, and I'm going to come right back to you. $20 million he had to pay to settle for the Trump University phony educational service for kids. $750,000 recently. How much?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, some people criticized the Democrats for going too slow. Are y'all going too slow after going after Trump, or do you want to make sure you've dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's? Why this man ain't in jail already?
It was about as phony as a $12 bill.
Mm.
And exactly. I think we did take longer because I remember when I, along with other people, Senator Durbin and others, we were fighting consistently against these paid universities hijacking people's money,
yeah,
putting them in debt, they coming out with supposedly degrees
that were worthless
and faulty and didn't seem to have any compunctions about it at all. I mean, think of an individual who's going to school, paid the money, and then find out that the degree they supposedly have earned is not worth a plugged nickel.
That's a shame. Now, David is asking, and I'm asking, when is Trump? Well, I'll let David speak for himself. Go ahead, David. What are you asking? When is Trump going to get it, or what are you asking?
You know, fries my backside is the fact that this just happened. It just happened. He got caught. They cheated. They had to pay $750,000 because they cheated. The misappropriated funds. Now, Danny, you're a congressman. If y'all got caught doing that,
go to jail.
You'd be. Exactly.
They'd probably already be in jail.
Danny said they'd already be in jail. So I just hope that the wheels of justice would turn a little bit faster, Congressman. Thank you for your call, David. I want to get to these other two or three callers before we let Congressman go. But we do hope the wheels of justice would turn faster. I believe that it's not. I believe Trump is going to run to recapture the White House and fail, and then it's going to be a big mess because they're going to say it's stolen again. Let's go to Howard, I believe, been on the longest from Elgin. Howard, thank you for waiting.
Yeah, I hear about this pipeline that Biden shut down, and it was the XL pipeline that was going from Canada to Texas to ship it to China. And this country was going to have the liability of a leaking pipeline, but we weren't going to get any oil. We weren't going to make any money. It was just that, damaging our country.
Now, that don't make no sense to me. Now, Howard, let me. I got to ask you, because that doesn't make any sense to me. Why would we do, and Congressman, you got to respond to this, because why would we do it, Howard, if America wasn't going to make any money? And what proof do you have that America wasn't going to make any money?
Well, it's not proof. It's a fact. And you can look it up. And I looked it on Google. It's XL Pipeline.
Okay.
And it starts in Canada. And the reason why it's stupid, it's because they let these corporations do anything they want to destroy America. And it don't make sense. But half the stuff they do don't make sense. There was a rule in this country before Ronald Reagan, you couldn't sell raw material out of the country. Now, after Ronald Reagan, they're selling our iron ore, they're selling oil, they're selling raw material and damaging America, and nobody says anything or does anything about it.
Okay, Howard, well, let's stay with the pipeline for 1 second because I want to ask Congressman Davis. Because what you said was, it starts in Canada, it comes through America, we don't get no oil out of our ground or out of Canada, and then they ship it straight to China?
Absolutely.
Congressman, have you heard about that before? It doesn't make any sense to me to ship all of it to China.
I've heard these allegations before, but you know, we are a civil country, and we promote and we change things. Things have changed a great deal.
I see. I get right.
Not changed enough. And so the changes have to continue. There are no instant changes. We know we have all of these processes that you go through. And that's exactly what President Biden, that's what the House and the Senate, that's what we are doing. And I must tell you, Ricky, we have passed some of the best legislation in the last 2 years, especially for low and moderate income people.
Okay, but before we run out of time, I got to put a pin in here because I'm hearing Howard and I'm feeling what some other people are saying about my position on I didn't necessarily say that particular pipeline, but drilling for oil in America. Can we, and since Biden has learned from problems of the past, because Howard, I guess you were correct at some one time, they were looking at that. But if we learn from our mistakes, can we be open, Howard and Congressman, to drilling for oil in America? Howard, how do you feel about that? If we can do it and be as environmentally safe as possible, are you for drilling anywhere in America or nowhere in America, Howard?
Hey, I'm for drilling in America, all the places that they drilled that was safe. Years ago, you go down through Illinois, Mississippi, Arkansas, every farmer had a little well out there pumping
okay.
oil.
Okay, all right. Long and as we can do it safely.
We got plenty of oil.
All right, let's ask Congressman real quick. Danny, what's your position on drilling for oil in America? Not necessarily that pipeline, but just in general, Montana, like how it was saying in other states.
Oil fields that are environmentally safe. We've got some of the best scientists and engineers in the world, and we need to keep reducing. I'm heavily engaged in the notion of a green economy.
So we would go to solar and other ways to get our energy.
Electric.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Howard, for your call. Danny, I want to try to squeeze in these last two. Maybe it won't be you, but one. We got Ron in Michigan. Hi, Ron. Thank you for waiting. You're on with Congressman Davis. We got 3 minutes, brother.
Hello, Congressman Davis, and welcome back, Ricky. Ricky, the Koch family profits from that oil. Their refinery in Texas is the only one that can break down that oil. So, the oligarch in the United States is going to make money off that, billions of dollars.
I do understand that, but we got to drill in America until we figure it out. We got to get some Democrats in the refining business. I don't know, but go ahead.
But, Ricky, I want to talk about Ukraine, okay?
Real quick.
All this money's going to Ukraine with no negotiations. There should be negotiations tied alongside all this money pouring in.
How do you know there have been no negotiations? Let's ask Congressman Davis. Congressman Davis, are you all talking to elected officials in Ukraine about how they're going to use that money and negotiating things, yes or no?
We are indeed. There have been tremendous negotiations relative to Ukraine. And, of course, the Russians are the ones who act as though sometimes they may want to negotiate, but then all they do is threaten.
Right, and that ain't no negotiation. So, Ron, I appreciate your call. We are going to hold the Democrats accountable. I agree with you there. I appreciate your call. Dave, we won't be able to get with you today. Congressman Davis, I want to thank you for being my guest today, agreeing to come on the Ricky Hendon Show. I know you're up for re-election. I hope you'll come back. Will you promise to come back before the election?
I promise to come back, and welcome back to you.
Oh, thank you, Congressman. My Congressman, Danny K. Davis. Do we have your punch number yet?
I don't have it yet.
Okay, I'll get your punch number and start giving it out next week. Thank you very, very much. And I know you have something coming up with Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi will be in town on the 20th. And, you know, we're inviting all Democrats.
Yeah, we don't want no Republicans coming. Well, do you want to tell where it is on the air, or how do you want to do that?
Yeah, it's, my goodness, it's at, I'm not looking at the...
My son Ricky sent it to me, so I got it in my phone. You don't have yours in front of you. But what's the date again?
It's the 20th.
The 20th? May the 20th, Nancy Pelosi will be here with Congressman Danny K. Davis, and I'm trying to look for the campaign phone number here that you could call to get the information if you would like to go. Oh, here it is. If you want information about the fundraiser of Nancy Pelosi, it's 773-533-9940. That's 773-533-9940. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
All right, and I'll see you next week right here on the Ricky Hendon Show. Bye-bye.
The West Side, some call it the best side. Come along for a good ride.
preceding program was sponsored by Hendon, and to the extent applicable, his guest. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of News Up Radio Company or its management.